If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, I remember when the EFF formed. In fact, I remember when they made the announcement. I was sitting in Urban Brew at the office and we were trying to put together live the show for Friday. And I remember seeing the press conference and seeing Fanam going there. And I remember thinking, what is going on? And I remember listening to their proclamations and thinking, this is the wildest nonsense I've ever heard. These guys are talking about nationalizing banks, nationalizing mines. It seemed so out of reach. But with time, as they then discussed what their manifesto was about and their thinking, it then actually started to sound very reasonable. These days, they are the third biggest party in the country. Well, I suppose if you exclude the DA. So you can call them the fourth biggest party in the country. Going on 11 years, and now it's just politics as usual. The MK, on the other hand, I remember when they formed. It was just yesterday, literally. Right? And I remember them saying that they had now amassed over 1 million followers on their website. And I remember all of us laughing and thinking, well, that's just nonsense. Then I remember the elections. And I remember us thinking, wow, what has happened? These guys became the third biggest party in the country. Yay. Literally in a space of, I think it was 8 or 9 months. And overwhelmingly, they won KZN. But they didn't govern KZN.
Which shocked all of us.
Yes. Because there was a coalition government that was formed between the IFP, the DA, the ANC. And it seemed like they were wrangled out of power. Well, now the MK is saying that they are going to do away with that coalition and that they are going to govern KZN. But here's the shocker. Okay. They are saying that they are doing this with the ANC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So allegedly they have now reached an agreement with the ANC and they will be governing KZN. I've got to say, first of all, if that is true, I would not be surprised. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Yeah. The ANC, because they're such a monolith, they are not necessarily a homogenous party. We've seen, for example, the mother body ANC saying something, and then we've seen Gauteng ANC saying something else.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We've seen coalitions at national, and then we've seen coalitions don't work out, those very same coalitions at local. Mm-hmm. So if you are telling me that KZN politicians have met now, and they are seeing eye to eye, I would not be surprised.
But I'm curious. So how does this work? Do you go to the GNU, the parties that are part of the GNU, and you say, it's not working out, goodbye, we got to start afresh?
Well, what you do is, at any day in politics, you can get voted out.
Any day, right?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is the mayor, perhaps, is going to get recalled, and that's going to go to a vote. All you need is this majority vote. Same thing that happened here in Gauteng numerous times. We went through, I think, 35 mayors or something. I'm exaggerating, obviously. But that's basically what happens to a coalition. You just dismantle it, but constitutionally.
I'm for the idea, and also I think the DA also has themselves to blame because of how they've been behaving with nationally within the GNU. But I think it also presents an opportunity for us to actually see, because ideally we've always been saying if the black parties could get, you know, banded together and that, you know, we've got certain ideals and hopes for that coalition. So if it does happen, it would be a great example to see how would this thing actually work nationally if it were to happen nationally, hypothetically.
So if you look at Gareth Cliff, for example, right? How would you characterize Gareth Cliff?
Divisive.
Okay. White or black?
White.
Okay. If you were to maybe guess, would you say what sort of voter is he?
DA voter.
Okay. I also agree. Now, yesterday he sent this tweet. He says, one of my best friends, right? Best friends. Mm-hmm. Who's not at all stupid and whom I respect. Those three, right? Says he'd rather have Zuma back than this GNU or Cyril's ANC. Hmm. For context, he's a white guy with a successful business and kids. I suspect he's not the only one who thinks this way. This is what Gareth Cliff had to say. Now, you got to look at it and go, okay, maybe he's lying. Whatever. But why? What would compel him to go and send a tweet like that?
He's probably heard something. But now I'm wondering, what happens to the likes of your fave, Abo Pappas?
Christopher Pappas?
Yeah.
Well, Christopher Pappas was never really... He's going to carry on being in his enclave there,
his
I think.
Little corner.
Yes. Because it's not like he became the mayor in any case, yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
You know, with democratic centralism, it's not going to be so easy for a KZN ANC to enter into any coalition with the Mkhonto we Sizwe party in KZN without the blessing of the ANC or without the instruction coming from the ANC nationally. So even here with Gauteng, whenever they have voted either to not include the Democratic Alliance in the province, they've gone to explain themselves at Luthuli House, and it seems those reasons that they would have advanced were accepted. So it's not necessarily that there's this level of federalism or autonomy that's given to the provinces. Still, there's democratic centralism and the NEC decides. But I do believe they have potential, though, as Mkhonto we Sizwe, to topple the current coalition. Because when listening to Sizwe, Mpofu Welsh, speaking to Flo Chibambu, he intimated that what happened after the elections was not due to MK being arrogant. They were unreachable because they were not necessarily all that organized. Yes. I remember Mkhuleko Hlengwa had stated that he waited. He actually waited for almost like 7 or 8 hours for the MK party, but they didn't know who you call when you want to speak to them.
They didn't even have an office.
Yes, they didn't even have a headquarters at the time. So all of that was not due to arrogance on their part, but they were just, I suppose,
disorganized
and shocked.
Mm. Let me tell you why I also believe that, Mpundo. Because there's more of an undercurrent than we believe and realize.
Mm-hmm.
The alliance partners have actually stated that they would be willing to back MK more than they'd be willing to back the ANC. Hmm. Came out and said this, specifically in KZN. You don't get that kind of talk unless people have already been coalescing around it. And lest we forget, KZN has always been Jacob Zuma's ANC anyway.
But also the people of KZN themselves went to the polls and they spoke.
Yes.
And the IFP is quite closely linked to the Royal House. But also you would think that at that time, the IFP would have chosen to coalesce with the MK party because of similarities here and there.
Mm-hmm. But now listen to what the MK is saying. They're not saying we're coming out to topple the coalition using the IFP. They're saying we're coming out to topple the coalition using the ANC.
That's the truth.
They said this publicly.
That's the tricky one.
Lukulu, what do you think? Give us a shout, 086-000-00959. Do you believe? And if you do believe, where is this going to lead us?
The political league of it. Now the ANC is going back to the ANC so they can form the original ANC again. This politic thing is just a waste of time. How many back and forths have been happening with politics? That's why South Africa is not moving forward, because now you have the EFF, then you have the MK, then there'll be another new party which is derived or coming up from the ANC again. I don't see this thing working.
Look, when you think about it, strategically, so this was always going to happen, right? Because even within the ANC, the biggest voting bloc was KZN. So I don't think the MK could afford to just let it go, willy-nilly. Specifically when they know that they enjoy such an overwhelming support there. It just makes sense that if you're going to start somewhere, you start there.
Sizwe, maybe I've been living under a rock, but help me out here. Other than popularity, political philosophy, what does Jacob Zuma really stand for? Well, I know he's popular and people love him and he's approachable. But I struggle with his politics. What does he stand for? What does he seek to achieve?
Okay, that's a good question. But dare I say it's an irrelevant question. And this is what sometimes we tend to do. We tend to want to intellectualize a vote. It doesn't matter what the guy stands for. People still asking, what's a manifesto, MK? Forget all that. Look at the votes. Look what the people are telling you. The people are telling you they don't care about that. Why? Because every day they sit here and they hear manifestos. Every day they sit here and they hear people talking about ideologies. But every day they sit here and they lack delivery. So if they're saying we're going to vote for this person, it doesn't matter what we think.
the next thing.
All I can say is good luck kubantu base KZN ngoba Jacob Zuma wa destroy i country. Namuhla iparty yakhe yo run i KZN. Siswati sithi mfana ilahle likhobo lwayo. Thank you. Bye.
In all fairness, again, he didn't destroy KZN. If you're being 100% honest, KZN was running very well during the Zuma administration. Where it got destroyed is in the last 6 years. Ask people that live there.
This is the world team. The other day I was listening to Ishoga Kaphemelo Motsoeng point of view, né? And yeah. They were interviewing Musi Maimane. And he says, look, I think it's about time as South Africans we vote for a person, no longer voting for a party, because clearly these parties cannot work together, and which means they will never take this country forward. So I think we should start looking in that direction as a country. Maybe it will help us.
So let me tell you why voting for a person does not work. Because you can't govern as a person. You need at least 200 individuals who think exactly like you. You need them to go and execute exactly as you would. And so an individual just doesn't work. In fact, right now, that's one of the things that people are busy criticizing the EFF for. They're saying it's a one-man shop, yada, yada, yada. But there's nothing wrong with that, because at least they follow the directive from the leadership, right? But people are still saying, no, you need more people. You need more democracy. So to vote for an individual, Musi himself as an individual, maybe not bad. Great policies, obviously a great guy. But look what he got with the votes, nothing. Because people are just like, dude, Zovotela Wena, and then what? Musi has been almost irrelevant in politics now. You haven't heard anything from him. Even when he tries to say something, nobody cares. Even Katen gets more attention than Musi. Katen ipantint.
I mean, I understand Shemguti abantu base South Africa bafunani futhi they're not getting anywhere. Manje izololoko uZuma bekasusu student as the president. Now again, in disguise, we want to bring Zuma back. Come on, guys. Really?
Someone once said, ipolitiki umdlalo wo bibi. The next minute you got it, the next, usulahlekile, awazi nokuthi kwenzakalani. But ke, intakibekelwa amazolo mangabe kunje, iyobanjwa isithele nayo.
Let me tell you how it works in politics. People don't think with their head, right? When it comes to politics, they think with their hearts. The reason why Donald Trump got reelected is because people didn't think, okay, look at Donald Trump's policies, listen to his utterances. People just thought back to like, what was life like when Donald Trump was in the hot seat and the president? I think life was better than what it is now. They don't look at what caused any of that. So even here, people just go, okay, how am I doing now? People are like, hey, we're suffering, right? Then they go, how was I doing when Zuma was in power? Times are better. Then that's it. They don't get into the details about why it is and why it was. That's why you get the results that you get.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.